terror on the Riviera.
We've seen people screaming, shouting. It was horrendous.
And a Bastille Day fireworks celebration.
A huge truck slammed into the crowd.
84 dead, dozens more injured.
There are at least 50 children still in the hospital.
Good morning, I'm Peter King with the CBS World News Roundup. A Bastille Day fireworks celebration turns into mayhem in the French resort city of Nice. After a man drove a truck into a crowd of people, Dominique Molina watched from her hotel balcony.
The truck proceeded to run people over, and the sounds were really horrific. You could hear banging sounds as the truck drove over people.
It kept rolling for more than a mile, sending people like Andy Shaw running.
It's just people running, screaming. The looks on people's faces was frightening to be honest.
Police say that gunfire stopped the truck and killed the driver. Correspondent Elizabeth Palmer is in Nice.
People fled in panic. Witnesses say some even jumped into the sea. American tourist Kayla Repon was on the promenade when she ran without knowing exactly what she was running from.
I mean, it seemed like everyone was running, you know, we were running away from something, but, you know, we were just turning down alleys and kind of looking for somewhere that might be safe.
The attacker has been formally identified. He's 31, a dual French-Tunisian citizen named Mohamed Lahoué Boulel, and he was known to the police for petty crimes. They found a handgun, an assault rifle, and fake hand grenades in his truck and are now trying to determine if he acted alone.
Two Americans were among the 84 people killed. CBS's Elaine Cobb is at the scene.
51-year-old Sean Copeland from Lakeway, Texas, was in Nice with family and his 11-year-old son, Brody. Their family confirmed today they both lost their lives in last night's attack on the Bastille Day celebrations. We are heartbroken and in shock over the loss of Brody Copeland, an amazing son and brother who lit up our lives, and Sean Copeland, a wonderful husband and father. They are so loved.
We're joined now by Fran Townsend. She was the Homeland Security Advisor to President George W. Bush. We've just heard information about the truck driver, but do we know if ISIS was involved?
You know, French officials have said, and I think American intelligence would agree, that this is a terror attack. No group, not ISIS nor an Al-Qaeda group, have claimed responsibility for the attack. But it does have all the hallmarks of a terror attack. And we know that both ISIS and Al-Qaeda have called for the use of vehicles, in their words, to mow down the enemy. And so where the investigation presumes it's a terrorism attack. Look, it really does feel like it. But as we say, no group yet has claimed responsibility.
And there are always going to be questions like, was this an intelligence failure? Should people have known about this in advance? Was there any inkling at all?
We shouldn't view this right now as an intelligence failure. This individual was not, while he's been identified as of Tunisian descent with legal French papers, he was not on French intelligence sort of radar. There was no reason for them to suspect him. He did have a criminal record with local police of petty crime, but nothing to indicate that he was going to take this next step. That said, we know now that he's been identified, they've got the truck, which he rented, they've got his ID, they've got weapons, two guns, including an assault rifle. All of that is lead information that investigators will now be able to look at to identify any network, anybody he had communications with, any travel he took. And so we're going to learn more as investigators follow those leads.
Former Bush Homeland Security Advisor Fran Townsend, thanks. Reaction from the president and the two people who hope to succeed him has been swift. CBS's Margaret Brennan on Mr. Obama's words.
He very quickly called this a horrific terrorist attack. In a statement, he also said that the thoughts and prayers of Americans are with the families and other loved ones of those killed, and we wish a full recovery for the many wounded.
Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump have offered their thoughts on fighting terrorism. Clinton tells Fox News the attack demonstrates why the U.S. has to keep working with its allies.
One of my priorities is to launch an intelligence surge. We still do not have enough intelligence cooperation between our agencies and those in other countries, including in Europe.
Donald Trump also appeared on Fox saying, "This is war.
We need to stop with the borders. We need to stop allowing people to come into our country who we don't know where they're from and who they are. And there's going to be plenty of them from ISIS.
In Cleveland, there was one last try by Trump's opponents to keep him from getting the GOP nomination, but the Rules Committee has rejected the effort to unbind his delegates and allow them to vote for someone else.
All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay.
Nay.
Clearly, the nays have it.
Trump had planned to formally introduce Indiana Governor Mike Pence as his running mate today in New York. He's postponed that announcement because of the attack on Nice. 28 previously unreleased pages of a congressional 9/11 report could be released as soon as today. We get more live from CBS News Capitol Hill correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
They've been kept secret since they were written in 2002. 28 pages, reportedly implicating Saudi officials in the 9/11 attacks. After years of lobbying by victims' family members, the Obama administration is expected to clear the congressional findings for release. Adam Schiff, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, has pushed for that.
There certainly are questions raised within these 28 or 29 pages that I think the American people have a right to see.
The report is due for release just as Congress goes out on recess.
And, Stephen, that recess is coming at an unusual time. Some important unfinished business for Congress left to be done.
That's right. There's been no action on guns or Zika. Democrats blame Republicans for the inaction, but Republicans say Democrats are the ones who've been blocking the bills. Congress won't be back until after Labor Day. Peter?
A presidential town hall meeting on police and minorities broadcast on ABC. President Obama says it's good that people are talking, but there's no quick solution.
What is true for me is true for a lot of African-American men, is there's a greater presumption of dangerousness that arises from the social and cultural perceptions that have been fed to folks for a long time.
Over the years, it's billed itself as the plane maker of the world, and today Boeing celebrates its 100th birthday. KIRO's Josh Kearns.
Marketing VP Randy Tinseth says the number of people flying and the number of jets needed will more than double by 2035.
We're in a marketplace that continues to be very resilient. It's driven by the world economy. That's being driven by new and exciting markets. So, yeah, we're very optimistic over the next 20 years.
But Boeing faces some short-term challenges. A slowing global economy has lessened demand for its larger 777, and the company has had to continue buyouts and layoffs to cut costs. Josh Kearns for CBS News, Seattle.
In many places have banned Pokemon Go players, but in Tampa, Busch Gardens is inviting them to a Lurathon tomorrow where they can roam the park and try to find the virtual cartoon monsters. And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, July 15th, 2016. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry, and I'm Peter King, CBS News.